Welcome to another episode of Disrupt. I'm Joyce Fumakinwa with Home Healthcare News. Today, our guest is Dr. Andrew Aguanobi, Humana's President of Home Solutions. I had the opportunity to talk to him about all the different things that this company, which is part payer and part provider, has been doing in terms of at-home care and more. But before we get into that conversation, a word from our sponsors, Care Academy. Care Academy is like the Netflix of healthcare. With more than 500 engaging classes to train, retain, and upskill care staff, Care Academy's unique platform takes your training to the next level, all while saving you time. Easy-to-use mobile classes, making learning accessible anytime, anywhere, with support for multiple languages. Level up with specialized certifications in areas from dementia to mental health. Simple compliance reporting makes your audits a breeze. Achieve cost containment using text messages and interoperability with multiple ecosystem platforms. Visit careacademy.com to start a free trial today. All right. I have Dr. Andrew Aguanobi, who's Humana's President of Home Solutions, here with me today. Thank you for joining us, first of all. Where are you joining us from today?
Actually, I'm sitting in Connecticut, Westport, Connecticut.
Well, I am in Chicago, where the weather is slightly better than it's been in a couple weeks. So we're really excited about that. So to start, at the start of 2022, you came on board as president of Humana's Home Solutions business. Tell our listeners a little bit about your professional background and then tell us about your current role at Humana.
Well, thank you. And first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. So I'm a primary care physician by background, a pediatrician, actually. I've worked pretty much on all coasts, everywhere from Boston to the Bay Area, Alabama, DC, all over. Practice is something I always loved to do. So I started off as a pediatrician. I then joined, from a business standpoint, integrated delivery systems and started running health systems, hospitals. You know, for example, I ran Grady Health System in Atlanta, Providence Healthcare in Spokane, Washington. So those types of things, you know, large hospitals with their affiliated sort of services that they deliver. I also served as the secretary for the Agency for Healthcare Administration in Florida. And my last position before going to Humana or coming into Humana was I served as the CEO of the UConn, University of Connecticut Health System, and also had the amazing opportunity to serve as the interim president of the University of Connecticut, which is just such an amazing position to have the privilege to be a part of. And then I joined Humana, and I joined, as you said, as the president of Home Solutions. I'm one of three presidents of the provider segment, we call it, of Humana. So the provider segment is called CenterWell, and it's comprised of Home Solutions, but also the primary care organization, which has its own president, and the pharmacy organization that has its own president.
Well, you know, as you've just pointed out, Humana's at-home business includes CenterWell Home Health, which is one of the largest home health footprints in the country right now. Outside of that business, what else is Humana focusing on in the home? And what else are you specifically focusing on in the home?
Yes, thanks for that question. We're very proud of CenterWell Home Health, which, you know, formerly Kindred at Home. As you said, it's the nation's largest home health provider, has 352 locations, over 9,000 clinicians, and more than 350,000 home health patients that we serve every year. In addition to that organization, we have what we call our post-acute management services organization, or One Home. It's an organization that helps us manage a network of providers along the lines of utilization management, network management, coordinating durable medical equipment like oxygen and wheelchairs and things like that, and as well as in-home infusions. And so that's a big part of what we do as well. And we also focus on clinical innovation. And the idea there is to reduce the total cost of care. So not just about going in and providing care in the home, but trying to reduce hospitalizations and emergency department visits that might occur either during or after a home visit. We also have partnerships with organizations like Dispatch, which is an organization that sends in EMTs and other providers into the home to be able to provide, or, and actually including physicians, to be able to provide urgent care at home and emergency department care at home, and even hospital at home services. Other organizations like HEAL, which provide primary care at home. And then we have a partnership. We own 40% of Gentiva, which is a hospice company, and so on and so forth. And the idea here is we're really about making home the center of care. And to do that, you have to be able to have all of the different services along the continuum of care to be able to serve those patients. But certainly, CenterWell is a centerpiece of a strategy to embrace the full potential of care in the home.
And thank you for walking us through that. I wanted to know, thus far, what have been some of the high points of what Humana has been able to accomplish in the home, in your view?
Well, you know, we talked about the size and the scale of CenterWell Home Health, and that's important because we want to be able to serve a lot of people. But what's most important to us is the quality and the satisfaction and the seamlessness of the care that we provide to our members and our patients. So we maintain a patient satisfaction survey, a star rating of 4, and have provider partnerships with, you know, 21,000 hospitals and 43,000 physicians. And so that's an important piece of it for us, is really about just the delivery of care in the home, serving the providers, meeting the needs of the hospitals. It's just really important. The expansion of our post-acute MSO model is also important. I talked about sort of utilization management, network management, DME, et cetera. Expanding that to as many of the Humana members as possible is really important to us as well. And that's something that we're doing and we're on track for. And then I talked about the clinical innovation. The one piece I haven't mentioned is that we're also building an integrated strategy across those three business lines or three parts of the CenterWell segment. So center, the home health, pharmacy, and primary care organization. And that's really important because that's how you get to comprehensive, holistic care.
You've made the point that the medical community is rediscovering the fact that providing care in the home is often the best way to ensure high quality outcomes. Along these lines, are there any metrics around outcomes related to home-based care at Humana that you can share with listeners? And if you could provide some context around these metrics.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have a lot of metrics and statistics, and our statistics, for example, show that 40 to 60% of emergency room visits are treatable in the home. So if we could find alternatives to that, we can treat any other clinical capabilities that can be treated in the home. We also know that Medicare Advantage members who are affiliated with value-based physicians, so I mentioned like primary care organization, and who are also receiving home health services, had a 60% lower risk of readmission to a hospital within 30 days of discharge. And they had a 45% lower readmission risk within 60 days compared to those members who have fee-for-service-based physicians. And in fact, in addition, care of those members resulted in an 11% lower total healthcare cost. So one of the things, 90-day healthcare cost. And one of the things I didn't mention earlier is that in addition to the quality and the satisfaction, we're also very focused on affordability. By the way, I always tell people that, you know, my family, I mentioned to you, I have two daughters. And, you know, what I didn't mention is my wife's a physician. And, you know, I often thought as they were growing up, we were able to avoid emergency department visits so many times just because we had the information and we had the connections to be able to get access to care in our home, you know, or where the appropriate care should be. We had access to it. And so many people end up in the hospital and emergency department because they don't have the information and they don't have the access to care. And that's why it's so important. In terms of the context that you asked about, one big part of what being in the home allows you to do is it allows you to see what we call social determinants of health. So you know that clinical care accounts for only 20% of health outcomes. 80% of the outcomes are attributable to social determinants of health, like, you know, how much you're earning, you know, whether you have electricity, whether you have good food. you know, there's so many horror stories. But when you're in the home, you see what's going on, and you're able to intervene. If someone doesn't have electricity and their insulin isn't being kept properly or stored refrigerated properly, you're able to intervene and you're able to save them from untoward incidents. And the last thing I'll just say is that, you know, in the home, you also, it's safer. There are fewer falls, fewer infections. It's comfortable. You get to walk around in your own house with your own pets, with your own family members, eat your own food. And believe it or not, being able to have healthcare on your own terms really helps with outcomes. So yeah, so all of that is sort of what I would say in response to your question.
Yeah, and I know that Humana's always really been big when it comes to tackling social determinants of health. So thank you for talking a little bit about that. So during Humana's most recent earnings call, CEO Bruce Broussard mentioned that the expansion of the company's value-based home health model is moving forward as planned. You touched a little bit on this as well. Can you provide more details around this and the overall goal?
Yeah, as part of a publicly traded company, I always try to avoid elaborating on what's already been covered in an earnings call. But what I can say is what you're hearing is that Humana has a huge focus on value-based care. We know, for example, that having more members in value-based arrangements results, as I mentioned before, in better clinical outcomes. For example, Humana's value-based MA members were admitted to hospitals 25% less when compared to patients who are in sort of fee-for-service under original Medicare. So we deeply, deeply believe that not only is home a critical place for care, but the type of care that needs to be delivered is value-based care that's not really about, well, you know, you need this procedure and therefore we pay for this procedure. It's your whole care, you know, your physical, your mental, your what's happening in your life, what's happening in your family, all of that care comes together to make sure that you have care at the right place, right time, and that it's affordable. And I think what you're hearing from us in Humana is that is something we've put a stake in the ground on that we are heading towards, and we're taking ground.
As listeners know, CenterWell isn't just home health. And we talked a little bit about this as well. It includes primary care, among other things. One of the things we've written about at Home Healthcare News are the ways that home-based care and primary care can be allies. With having both under CenterWell, has there been some crossover in an effort to serve seniors? If yes, can you elaborate on how we're seeing this?
Well, CenterWell Senior Primary Care, along with another brand we have, a sister brand called Conviva Care Center, is the largest senior-focused value-based primary care platform in the U.S. So it's really nice to have the largest home health provider and also have the largest senior-focused value-based primary care platform. We now operate about 249 primary care centers serving 266,000 patients, which is pretty impressive. But what's most important is that those are patients who are getting value-based care. So our vision is to integrate across primary care, pharmacy, and home. And, you know, home is a wonderful site of care for integrating the care delivery experience for patients. For example, if the member lacks a primary care provider, CenterWell Home Health in the home can connect the member with a value-based local primary care option, including CenterWell Senior Primary Care, but also others. CenterWell Home Health can also act as an extension of primary care. So if someone goes to the primary care office and needs care in the home, then we can serve as an extension. And of course, if a member would benefit from home delivery of medications, then CenterWell Home Health can help the member set up like a mail order delivery through our CenterWell Pharmacy. So all of these services build on each other to be able to provide the full visibility to a patient's care. It's not just when you come into the clinic, it's what's happening to you at home, it's what's happening to your medications, that all of those can be built together in a seamless model. And that's why we're excited about primary care and also the pharmacy part of our services.
Why are primary care and at home care both so important to Humana and CenterWell?
You know, I think I'd go back to saying that it's really about getting care in the most appropriate place at the most appropriate time and in an as affordable way as possible. And as I could go on with adjectives, as seamless as possible, as connected as possible, as convenient as possible. And so primary care, we always think of primary care as, and rightly so, as the sort of the funnel where people come into and they go to see their doctor and they get their annual checkups, et cetera. We've enhanced that primary care to make it value-based. So the primary care doctor is not thinking about, well, I've got, you know, 20 more patients to see today. They're sitting down and they're focused on you, or their team members focused on you and everything that's going on with you, because their goal is to keep you healthy, keep you out of hospital, keep you out of the next procedure. But you also need visibility into what's happening in the home. And those two part, that information, home, primary care, and other sites of care need to be connected across one platform to be able to best benefit the patient. So I think I'm just sort of restating the importance of value-based care and where primary care and home play in that, as does, of course, pharmacy too.
How do you continue to operate a successful fee-for-service home health business while also keeping an eye on the future, which will include alternative payment forms such as Medicare Advantage, of course, but also more value-based care in general?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's not an easy thing to do, but the idea is what we believe is you focus on both. So you focus on creating a strong core business, home health business, while at the same time creating a transition to clinical innovation and payment models that allow for a total cost of care and a holistic approach that I've described before, the value-based care approach. Part of doing this is not losing sight of the big picture. The big picture is that for home health, original Medicare episodes are, you know, overall are declining, whereas Medicare Advantage is increasing in penetration over time. More people are choosing Medicare Advantage, and so that's increasing. So we have to always step back and say, yes, it's hard, but that's where the future is, and so we have to figure out the solutions there. We also have to always remember that value-based care, there's a lot of statistics that have shown that value-based care from an outcomes perspective, it drives better results than fee-for-service, and so we also have to keep that in mind. And then I think just always working from the customer back, and you know, what are the needs of the customer, and how do we create those clinical capabilities that will fill those needs, that the gaps between what they're getting under fee-for-service and what they're getting under value-based care.
And, you know, speaking about this earnings call again, Bruce Burchard also mentioned that Humana's has a commitment to growing CenterWell Home Health through a mergers and acquisition strategy. So I wanted to ask you, what makes an attractive acquisition target for that home health business?
Well, you know, it really depends on the regions of the country, local market dynamics. It also depends on what the strategy is for a given acquisition. And so it's difficult to give, you know, one set of criteria. I will say that we are in the midst of conducting strategic mergers and acquisitions. In fact, we just completed the acquisition of Trilogy Home Healthcare, a wonderful organization in Florida. But I think when I think about some of the general kind of criteria we might apply is you always want to make sure that it's about the patient. And so that means you always have to be talking about quality companies that provide amazing service, that have amazing satisfaction, and that are really passionate about what they do. Fortunately, most home health organizations are just like that by the nature of their everyday work. We are really looking forward to more partnerships in future. We think that there's an opportunity for us to continue to grow and continue to serve.
What advantage does the organization have from being both a payer and a provider, or as some people say, a payvider? Mm-hmm. We want to use that word.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think as a large Medicare Advantage company, our incentives are aligned to deliver care efficiently and effectively. So we start from that place. We're Medicare Advantage. We're really all about how do you keep patients and members as well as possible, not within individual small silos, but holistically. How do we keep them if they don't need to be in the hospital? How do we keep them out of the hospital? If they don't need to be in the ER, how do we keep them about the ER? If they need to be in the hospital, we want them in the hospital. If they're at home, if it's easier and more convenient for them to get mail order pharmacy, let's make sure they have that. But just making sure we're thinking about the patient and what they need. So there's a lot of alignment across our services. So if you look at primary care organization, pharmacy, and home, we're all aligned to the same goals that our insurance segment are aligned to, and that is how do we keep our members and patients as well as possible in a very holistic manner. So that's one advantage. Another advantage is that because we're both on the payer side and the provider side, you can start to think together about how to not have a zero-sum game where one part of the organization's gain is another part of the organization's loss. It's just to look at it together, holistically together. And if an investment needs to be made in the front lines to make sure that care is everything that it needs to be, but that takes away from the margin of what's happening on the front lines, it can create value elsewhere. One, it creates value for the patients, but also it can create value elsewhere in the organization. So the most important thing is that we're able to do what's right for the patients and not worry as much about where what occurs from that. And then I think the only other thing I would say is, you know, it helps with having a large organization that has a lot of data to be able to innovate and to find ways to deliver clinical capabilities that, again, drive value-based care.
And I think that leads perfectly into my next question, which is, on the home-based care side, does Humana have any innovative pilots or care models that you'd like to discuss a little bit more today?
None that I would specifically like to call out today, but I will say that I'll just highlight something I said before, that we always believe in starting from the customer back. So we talk about, well, what innovations are you looking at? We're looking at innovations based on customer journey, what the customer needs, and where the gaps are between. Questions such as, and this is a hypothetical, but questions such as, why did someone end up in the hospital or in the emergency department? What is it about our services that we could innovate about or add to or fill in to be able to address that? And so that's where we start, but more to come on developments in future conversations.
And my last question for today is, in your position, what are some goals you have in place for the organization for the rest of the next few years?
I would say my goals fall into, we have many, many goals, but I would say some of the key ones, we've talked a little bit about them, such as growth, mergers and acquisition growth, organic growth, innovation to serve value-based care, so driving value-based care. I should have put that first. Value-based care is our number one. But then we do obviously have growth, integration across our different organizations, and just essentially meeting the customer's needs. I think anything that falls under that umbrella is a goal of mine and the team that works with us here.
Well, that's our time for today. Dr. Agwunobi, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for appearing on this episode of Disrupt.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Disrupt. For more news and insight on the home health and home care industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com. I'm Joyce Fumakinwa, and this has been a production of Aging Media Network, Chicago, Illinois.